start with a couple questions for Sam.
And what are you hoping to get out of Friday's game?
Yeah, really the same thing you're looking to get out of, you know, every game. You know, go out there, look sharp, play crisp. You know, good communication in the huddle at the line of scrimmage between myself and the center. Making sure that we're on the same page with protections, and then just go out there and whatever play is called, just execute.
So when you see the running back position now, you're working with one's hurt and you're working with a couple others, but you work with, you know, a bunch of them. McKinnon, obviously, you know, a little bit, and Delvin Cook. What do you see?
Man, I think we've got a lot of really talented guys in that position group. You know, kind of like I said all spring, I think that's a group that we really feel like is a strength. You know, obviously we've got some guys that can do a lot of different things, you know, both when they're in the dot, when we're in the gun, you know, some different styles of running that we can use. And then also, you know, just with, you know, their ability, to be useful in the pass game, you know, to be able to spread them out and empty, create some matchups with linebackers, you know, or just use them out of the backfield in some five-man protections and get them matched up with guys. You know, we just feel like there's a lot of different things we can do, with the guys we have in that room.
Is there a lot of things you can do with the tight ends, too? And, you know, you get some big physical tight ends in terms of, you know, using them as extended tackles or just different variables you can bring when you've got Morgan and Rudolph and big, strong guys?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, you know, with both those guys, too, we feel very comfortable. Obviously, you know, me and Rudy have a great connection and, you know, just throughout camp, you know, continuing to strengthen that. You know, I've said it before, but he's just a really big target. He's got a large catch radius, and when you have a guy like that who can run, you know, running down the middle of the field or even in the red zone, you know, in the end zone, he's a big target. You know, and I've got all the confidence in the world that if I put it up there, he's going to go make a play and get it.
Sam, you've had some guys in and out with some injuries on the line. How important is having that continuity in the preseason, knowing who the starting linemen are and all that as they seek to protect you?
You know, I think it is, you know, fairly important. I think it would be nice to kind of figure out, you know, what those five guys, who those five guys are going to be, just so, you know, I can work with them so they can work with each other and so that the communication at the line, you know, can become better and can become quicker. You know, obviously, though, at that position, you know, having been in the league, you know, it seems like every year, you know, there's a time during the year where guys are having to move around and play different positions, and, you know, you've got a different group in front of you. And, you know, I think, you know, the fact that we're working some different guys in right now and they're getting used to playing with everyone, I think that can be beneficial as well, just so that, you know, if something does happen and we do have to make a change or someone's got to slide over, it's not the first time that we've done that.
Is there a rule of thumb, you know, that you like to have your line intact for X number of preseason games? I mean, I imagine certainly the third one.
You know, I don't know if there's really a rule, a concrete rule that says, you know, you need to have them by this date or you need to have them by this game. You know, I think it's kind of a feel. You know, I've been a part of teams where, you know, it's really been a competition up until week one. And, you know, the line really wasn't solidified until we made it to opening week. And so I think there's different ways of doing it. You know, obviously it's up to Coach Zimmer and how he feels. But, you know, at this time, like I said, I think, you know, there are some benefits in guys moving around a little bit.
Sam, when you're working with a couple different centers, are there nuances to the way they snap the ball that you have to get used to from that beginning?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why, you know, we spend a lot of time with that, you know, pre-practice every day out here getting snaps from different guys. You know, obviously everyone's a little bit different how they snap it. Obviously the quarterback center exchange is, you know, critical to the play. You know, it's what starts the play, and if we can't execute that, then we can't have a successful play. So, you know, we've spent a lot of time with those two guys just trying to make sure that we're, you know, comfortable with each other.
Is there a greater learning curve with under center or shotgun?
I would say under center.
Sam, last year at this time, take us back, what were you thinking at this point in the preseason? And obviously your life changed dramatically and the Vikings' lives changed.
Yeah.
Where were you at this time last year? What were you thinking about your football future and how it was going?
Yeah, obviously I was in Philadelphia last year, and, you know, I was preparing, you know, to be the starter in Philly. And, you know, obviously that changed after the preseason, you know, after that fourth game. But, you know, very similar to where I'm at now. You know, just going through camp, going through the preseason, you know, working through everything that we had in that new offense up there and making sure that I was comfortable with everything we were doing and our guys were comfortable. You know, but obviously it's a little bit different You know, being here, having been with Pat last year and kind of being able to fine-tune some things as opposed to having to learn an entire new system, which we were doing last year in Philadelphia at this time.
Sam, are you a guy that wants to see the Red Seals, especially in the preseason, just to like, pick it up
here? I mean, yeah. You know, I think, you know, you can try to simulate it in practice, you know, but it's probably not the same as it is. You know, it's not the same as it is when it comes to game day. So, you know, I think all the blitz work that you can see during the preseason, you know, I think it does have its benefits, you know, just because it's really it's hard to simulate the speed, you know, the pick games, the twist, the things that we see on Sundays. You know, it's just hard to really recreate that in a practice atmosphere. You know, obviously in the preseason it's a little bit different just because there's no game planning, and so everything that happens out there is kind of a reaction. You know, obviously, you know, there's certain things that you're able to see in practice, but you know, you're not going to be able to see every look, you know, like you would during the regular season, and really kind of scheme up how you feel like the best way to protect certain blitzes is. But you know, I think it's good during the preseason to see those, because usually, you know, each week you see one or two blitzes that might be new, you know, from a defense, and you know, it's nice to know that our base rules and protection will hold up.
Sam, you had hinted last year at one point that you didn't know a lot about Adam Thielen when you came here. Now that you've had almost a year with him, how impressed are you? Just kind of seeing what he can do day in, day out from a guy you didn't know a lot about before.
Yeah, you know, Thielen's been extremely impressive. Obviously, you know, you look at what he was able to do last year, the season that he was able to have for us. You know, he was a big part of our offense, and, you know, he's extremely valuable to us just because, you know, we really feel like we can kind of move him to any position in the offense and he can be successful. You know, we can play him at Z, we can play him at F, we can play him at X. I mean, we can really kind of move him all over, and you know, just I think the mental side of his game is what has been very impressive too. He's just got a very natural feel, you know, for how to run routes. You know, I think, you know, with some guys, you know, they can only play on the outside and they don't really have a feel for, you know, how to run routes, how to get open in the slot, but you know, he's got a real natural feel for how to do both, and so I've been extremely impressed with Adam.
Is that something you can't teach? You guys just have that feel, or they don't?
Yeah, you know, I think part of it is just, you know, kind of natural instinct, and you know, some guys have it, and some guys, you know, they just don't.
Man, how much of a challenge is the Seattle defense to get to enjoy the environment like they have?
Yeah, obviously, you know, they're a really good defense. You know, probably one of the best defenses in the league. You know, I think it's good for us to be able to go on the road, you know, and see them during the preseason, just so some of our younger guys can get a greater understanding of, you know, what road games are like, you know, what an atmosphere like Seattle will be like, you know, when we do have to go on the road in the regular season. You know, I think it's a great challenge for us, you know, just knowing, you know, how good they've been traditionally on defense in the past, you know, to go out there and accept that challenge and go out and play well on Friday.
Couple more for Sam.
Sam, you're the quarterback. You have to be the leader of the offense if you're the quarterback. I mean, does leadership come at a premium when you're the quarterback, or can that be delegated throughout, or do you have to be the man all the time when you're the quarterback?
Yeah, I think the quarterback is definitely the leader of the offense.
Good.
Cool. So you don't have an assistant. There's no, like,